9:01 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Head basketball coach for those Maryland Terps, Kevin Willett. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. First of all, man, I watched the game Friday against Marquette. Spirited game, back and forth a lot. Good defense as well. I guess my first question is, what was Marquette able to do defensively against Julian Reese? Because I don't think he put up his first shot until the second half. He finished up 1-for-3.
No, I mean, I think Marquette did a really good job with being physical with Jew early. They were front in the post, double teaming from the weak side. Did a really good job of trying to just get him off the block early in the game, and then, you know, as the game flow kind of went on, just became a rock fight between, you know, Cam Jones and Jacoby Gillespie.
Coach, what can you tell us about Canisius? Because I know that I'm very familiar with that school. Played against them every year in football when I was at Rochester. But I don't know much about their team right here on basketball.
They're coming off a weird schedule. They played Saturday, Sunday in a tournament over at Western Michigan. Kind of funny, but the head coach of Jim Christian actually played basketball for my father in high school. So know Jim really well and was a heck of a high school player and helped my dad win a state championship.
That's what a small world. It's funny looking at it. But if I can take you back to your game against Marquette, did you learn anything about your team that evening, good or bad?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why you want to play those good games early in the season, you know, especially now with the changing in the rosters. You know, really learned a lot about what we have to kind of work on defensively toward the end of games. Just having so many new guys that haven't been in that situation. The Kennedy Center was rocking. Our students were great, unbelievable. They're into the game. And just like, you know, putting those guys in that situation and letting them learn from it, I think it was really good. I think it will benefit us greatly going down in the future.
Here with Coach Kevin Willett, Maryland Terps. Coach, I know what I learned by watching your team Friday. You can correct me if I'm wrong. A different team defensively this year, especially on the perimeter. It's a little tougher getting into the paint, off the dribble against the team this year. Seemed to be a lot more physical as well. I mean, they within the rules, bump really good when you're trying to force your way in the paint. It seems to be a lot more difficult to get in there off the dribble than it was last year.
Well, I think that's the good thing about, I think, what college basketball is trying to do a little bit. I think they're trying to get away from letting all the little ticky-tack fouls, especially early in the season. I remember last year we had so many games where they're in a bonus with, you know, 11 minutes to go in the half. I think they realize that they got to, you know, until we widen the lane, you know, it's going to be a physical game. And, you know, with Jew out there, with Derek Queen out there, you know, big guys are going to, you got to kind of let them eat a little bit.
I didn't think the Big Ten, looking just at the rankings in the, you know, this very new season, from my quick count, it looks like about five teams from the Big Ten. How do you think the Big Ten is this year competitively?
I think the Big Ten, you know, the preseason rankings weren't overly great, but as I've watched everybody, I think the addition of our four West Coast teams have really strengthened the conference. I really like the way Indiana's playing. They're starting to really shoot the basketball better. I think from top to bottom, I think the league is probably much stronger than it was last year. I mean, I think Purdue had a huge win against Alabama. Wisconsin beat Arizona by 20. So early on, I think the league is showing its strength.
Hey, Coach, as far as, I mean, you brought up Queen. What are you seeing with him? Because it looks like coming out of the gate, he's looked great. Your thoughts on how much better he can get throughout the season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with DQ is the fact that, you know, he's right now just learning a little bit about where to pick his spots, where to be aggressive. You know, the physicality of the Marquette game was a little bit new to him just because of we hadn't played against guys that size or a team that was going to be that physical. I think as he gets used to the physicality, as he gets a little bit more experience, where to be aggressive, where to be a little bit more passive, I think he's going to get better and better.
Maryland Terps tonight, tip off at 7 o'clock. Coverage begins right here at 6 o'clock on 105.7, the Fan against Canisius. Coach, good luck tonight and Sunday, because we won't talk to you before then against Villanova. Good luck. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, guys. Good being with you.
All right. Yeah, Villanova's favorite tonight, by the way, but they're bad this year. Like, they're a big favorite.
Favorite tonight?
They're playing a crappy team. Okay. Because anytime I've seen this, they're playing Penn.
with all due respect to Penn, they're favored by 14.5. This isn't the Villanova.
Like the
I like Cordell a lot. They score a ton of points.
Harvard always seems to play well.
Yeah. Well, they're smart. but like you're looking at the way that the schedule shapes up, that Villanova game, as we looked at the beginning of the year, I don't think it's daunting. Well, me saying this now, you lose the Villanova on Sunday.
I don't think it's daunting. I think you're right.
They're bad.
You know, the good thing is, like, the Ravens play Monday, so I can watch that game at 1 o'clock and be all right with it.
Yeah, I still can't get away from NFL Sundays. Like, for me, it's mainly the 1 o'clock games and watching Red Zone, because when you get to the 4 o'clock game, there's only, like, three. It's either you got to love a game or you're going to see too much of games that you don't want to see.
I'm glad Kevin Willis said what he said about the ticky-tacks not being as strong as it was before, because I'm watching Maryland perimeter defense, and they are cutting off the dribbler and allowing them, the dribbler, to come up in their chest and fight them off. You didn't see that at all with Maryland guards last year, because you could just dribble around them last year. But you didn't see that much physicality at all on college basketball level. So to hear him confirm that to me, and I got to be honest with you, Ed, you're seeing it on the high school level, unless the refs last night said, you know, it's St. Francis Rosedale and ate the whistles. Mm-hmm. It was much more physical. I love it. We played Mount Zion Saturday and St. Francis yesterday. Mm-hmm. And in both games, it's a lot more physical. They're not calling things like they used to
call. I'm really happy to hear that.
I am too.
That's when I really loved basketball. You were telling me, like, kids don't post up anymore.
No.
I was like, that's a shame.
That's one of our benefits.
Yeah. We don't want anybody blocking the lane.
Yeah. We're one of the few teams that'll post up. That's the benefit of
us. It is funny, though, looking at that, because basketball to me has always been something where the referees are going to dictate how the game's called. And it's the same thing with a hitter in the strike zone. You're like, that's the ump strike zone. You got to get used to it. Even with the bad calls, you bitching about it's not going to change it. And the hard part is your players that are a little bit more finesse, I don't like calling them soft, can't get used to the physicality. And then even on the other end, don't get physical with the other players, so they win doubly, you know? So if you do find those referees that'll let you play, I don't mind it. Just call it the same.
I love
it. The whole way across.
I love it. Because we had a situation Saturday, Jeremy, where there was some extra contact on the sideline. One of my players, Kiki, looked back waiting for the foul. I said, if he's not calling it, don't ask for it. Just remember that on the other end. And she did.
That's why.
And it wasn't called. You know what I mean? If they're not calling it, I like physicality. If the refs, if you find out early on that the refs are letting you get away with a little physical play, I don't mean dirty. No refs will let you be dirty. But if they're allowing a little extra contact, embrace that. Mm-hmm. Embrace and own that.
Well, that means you gotta flip it and do the same thing
on
the other
side.
Yeah.
That's my point. Embrace that and own that and let it be that kind of muck it up game. And it looks like Maryland, come on, man. If Maryland is playing physical against Shaka Smart, that's a middle of the ring boxing match. Because you know Shaka Smart's team is coming.
Physical.
Yeah, Shaka Smart's team is coming with physicality.
They're fast. Like, Shaka Smart teams don't always have the size that you'd like, but it's a certain style that they play. They want to press. I'm not telling you they don't have big guys, but they're fast and physical. And going to, like, I love playing
teams
a team
that
like
never
that
built
early.
On size. Yeah. They're not undersized, but they're not built on size.
Example, like
length, maybe.
We talk about Purdue all the time. Purdue has a certain type
always.
Of. Yeah, they like to get the big
seven-footer. The big white dude. They always get the big white dude over 7 feet tall.
Florida State would always get the long and lean guys. They'd have so many, the Jonathan Isaacs, the Scotty Barnes. He's 6'8", and he's thin and athletic. Florida State would have 10 of those guys on the team.
They
was it Leonard Hamilton?
They would.